I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Now listen up, Peddy. I'm just back from a meeting of the British establishment where we sat around crying for an hour because the Empire is gone and I don't think we'll ever get over it. Liz Truss was there. She's the Minister for Shafting Foreigners or something. And she was very sad as she was after getting into trouble on something called Twitter. Poor Liz tried to say the Irish word for Prime Minister, but she pronounced it as T-Sock and all hell broke loose. You had all these Peddies mocking her for her pronunciation, even though T-Shock is the only Irish word most of you know, and the vast majority of Mix hate your native language as much as you hate closing time. Honestly, there's no gratitude with you people. We gave you the best language in the world, and still you insist on muttering away in your own unpronounceable gibberish. How backward. I don't know how we're supposed to ever truly understand each other when you hide behind words like tornister and queaver, which I can barely pronounce. Look, between you and me, Liz Truss would probably struggle to get 3 digits on an IQ test. So, could you have a word with your man Coveney and tell him that we don't want you using your Irish words anymore? Lord Edmund de Servantspanker, London, and a rather large chunk of Jamaica.
I rang the department there, making sure I didn't press 2 to talk to them in Irish, because who in the right mind would ever do that? I told the nice girl your request, and the official response was Poog Mahoon. I take that as a no.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Berna's grave crack after her first bottle of Prosecco, and didn't she whip out the phone the other night and sign up on a dating app to meet aristocrats called your saucy peasant? 2 minutes later, she's chatting with this chap who goes by the name of De Prince Triple X. And didn't she arrange to meet him in Kanturk? Now you might have heard the alarm bells above in Cork the same night. That was the sound inside my head going, Jesus, Bernard, this smells as fishy as a Castletown bear man in his best suit. Sure, what kind of aristocrat would be seen dead in Kenturk? But there's no talking to Berna when the corks are popping. Not only did she meet him and then some, didn't she arrange a second date yesterday and paraded him down the main street as some kind of prize? 'Twas only when I took a closer look at him that I said, Berna, are you sure he isn't Prince Andrew? Feck it anyway, she said. I knew there was something about him all the same, even though he told me his name is Casper and he's third in line to the Danish throne. So listen, Audrey, is there any test you could use to prove that someone isn't Prince Andrew? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
There's a very easy test, actually. Ask him to pay the bill. If he says he has to ring his mother, that's Andrew.
How are you going on? It's an awful balls the way they are leaving Irish people going fun holidays this year. Now, it probably doesn't affect Airbnb hosts in nice parts of West Cork, but there wouldn't be much demand for our place just outside Dunmanway. Last year was magic. We were able to gouge the arse out of a lovely family from the Midlands. They paid us $3,000 for a week in our bungalow. They probably thought it was paradise, given that they spent the rest of the year in Tullamore. Well, they're off in Tenerife now, I suppose, and I'm stuck here without any bookings for July. Didn't my brother, Timmy, tell me I should diversify, he called it, and chase the old Dutch and German pervert market with a nudist colony. I said, how does that work? He said, people walk around in the nip without feeling one bit embarrassed, as if they were from Kinsale, and they'll pay you a fortune for the privacy. Well, didn't I start a website last night for our new nudist colony? It's called Balls Naked. So there's no point in beating around the bush, as the fellow says. So, Andre, would you be interested in coming down for a weekend with your husband, Dan Paddyandy, Dunmanway?
No, I would not be interested in coming down with my Connor. He can stay in Cork.
It's getting panicky on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who look down on people who can't swim. Fifi underscore no doggy paddle said she's spending the price of a semi-D in Grange on swimming lessons because you don't want to be shown up at the pool in Corsica. A lot of Europeans are like dolphins. I'm not actually great in the swimming pool because my mother spent my swimming lesson money on gin growing up. So, Audrey, do you know where I can get private swimming lessons in a hurry, preferably with a hunk? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I certainly do. I'm seeing this Italian guy at the moment. He's an expert at the breaststroke. He's a fairly good swimming instructor as well.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.